mercy. He's getting all the attention. He's the one that's scrambling all the time, and once in a while he'll chuck it downfield to someone that's wide open.
Which more difficult does it make for you as a defensive back when he extends those plays, you know, 2, 3, 4 more seconds?
It just makes our job a lot more tougher. We have to be very disciplined when playing this style of quarterback, because, like I said, he can make anything happen, and everything's possible.
This is to the point now where you guys take Northwestern, particularly on defense, do you take it personally?
We take every team to on our schedule personally, but definitely personal, and definitely this team. You know, they've beat me my whole career, dating all the way back to 2008, my freshman year. So hopefully I can get the W. We can get the W this year, and especially with me being a senior, and I can end my career saying I beat Northwestern.
What is the level of frustration with a guy who's so elusive? Mm-hmm. You think I should be able to catch him, and you can't.
It is quite frustrating. You know, when you think you have the sack on him and he's still running around, just like, all right, come on, get down. Somebody get him down, get the play over with. So, like I said, we just have to be disciplined in everything that we do, and you know, force him to make some errors. You know, get some pressure on him, make him feel uncomfortable, knock him down a couple times, and hopefully, you know, he'll start to get out of his groove.
So there is a physical. You think being physical with him would be a big deal hits accumulate. No, definitely.
Yeah, you know, especially playing quarterback. After a while, once a quarterback gets hit and he has dirt in his helmet, and he's pulling grass out of his face mask. After a while, it'll take a toll on him. So hopefully, we can just keep hitting him, keep knocking him down, and making it tough on him.
You didn't redshirt, and you remember that conversation you had 4 years ago? I imagine you wanted to play, and imagine it was a short conversation with Coach.
Imagine me on the play short. What was the question?
I think they have conversations with every coaches ask you guys if you want to play when you're a true freshman. Mm. They ask if you want to play or not, or want to keep your redshirt. I imagine with you was a short conversation.
Yeah, I'm not really sure if I had that conversation. I just remember Fletch was hurt, and then I was tossed in with the ones, and pretty much the whole summer I was tossed in with the ones, and I was going against Andy Brodell and Trey Strauss and all those guys. And then when Fletch got back, I was put on second team, so I was pretty frustrated with that. But you know, I have played a lot, and you know, usually a freshman at Iowa, freshmen usually don't play. So I guess I was kind of happy.
There was any conversation at all. That speaks highly.
I remember Sash saying, "Yeah, Prayer, you're gonna play this year, and you're not a redshirt." I was like, "Oh, great! That's why I came here to play." You know.
Yeah.
So, I don't remember a conversation with the coaches.
You see, you know, you had the option. You were in the mix on defense, a cornerback, the position you came here to play. Mm. Kirksey, you know, he didn't come here to cover kicks, but. Mm. They asked him to take his red shirt off to cover kicks, and he was more than happy to do it. Is it harder for some guys, you think, to make that decision?
You know, honestly, this is college football, and guys, they just want to get on the field and just play. If it's special teams, if it's linebacker, if it's telling me, hey, go hold some kicks for the extra point, hey, I'm doing it. You know, if my family's coming up to watch me play, well, hey, I want to be playing somewhere.
So a guy like Canzari, you mean, even if it ends up he's catching balls in the end zone that he doesn't bring out, if that's his, you know, it won't be, but if that's his lone contribution, you still want to do it. You still want to play. I imagine as a kid,
you know, as a player, we all have a role, and we all have to do our job no matter what. You know, if it's a freshman catching kickoff returns, or a guy running down the field, or you know, a scout team player, we all have to do our job and play as a team to win every single week.
Thanks, man.
All right.
A lot of talk, obviously, about person impact he has on Northwestern's offense, but also have a pretty good wide receiver that I know you've gone up against, Jeremy Ebert. What is it about him that makes him as talented as he is?
I'm trying to think of
number 11.
Okay. They're all pretty shifty, and they work hard. I think I saw a clip of him last week catching the ball one-handed. last week against Michigan. So they're all pretty talented and hardworking guys. And also that Dunsmore kid, the tight end, he's a good hybrid tight end. He can catch, he can run. And I think all these guys, they just work hard, they block, and they try to win every single down.
Have you already kind of noticed a lot of buildup? Maybe not even just this week, but even like back in the summer, people constantly talking about this game, just given the lack of success that you've had against them the past few years. You know, have people been coming up to you saying they're looking forward to Saturday's game against Northwestern?
You know, honestly, as a player, as a team, we're all thinking about, hey, these guys, they have beat us the past 3 years. You know, I haven't won against these guys, so what is it? What are we doing that's different? So hopefully, you know, we can switch it up. We can play as a team and get this W no matter what it takes.